Let's have a look at the weekend sport with Andrew Alderson. Good to see you. How you doing?
Greetings, Mike.
The Augusta, but take any course you want in the world. Royal and Ancient, Carnoustie. You know, all the, nothing beats Augusta, does it, visually?
Oh, they put on a great show. The television coverage and the app, etc. You can't help but be compelled by... I do love St Andrews.
Do you?
As a course, yeah.
Really?
Just the raw nature of it.
You like a little Lynx course, do you?
I love Lynx course.
No,
and anything up on that Scottish, what, the Five Coasters, I think,
up there.
Just brilliant.
The thing about Georgia that interests me, Georgia's beautiful, by the way, and so it's one of the most beautiful parts of America, and yet the weather is, it's every year it's the same, isn't it? You know, you got your thunderstorms, you got your winds, but they battle the weather, and yet today it's such a beautiful day. I was just saying before, it's 27 degrees, it's sunny. What a great way to finish a round.
Perfect way to finish the Masters. So Morikawa up against Scheffler and various others. Max Homer hoping to get in the mix as it goes on. Ryan Fox early on has eagled the second. Good pin placement there today for the eagle opportunity. He's got it to roll up and around. So, yeah.
So, where's he currently?
Currently, he is in a tie for 20th. So, he's currently two over through five holes of his final round. Scheffler's leading the way. It's seven under. He's due to tee off at 25 minutes to seven.
Okay. Now, the Warriors, did you watch the Warriors?
I did watch parts of the back end of the Warriors, actually. That was thrilling.
No, it was. Now here's my summary. Here's the problem with the game. The game was we were getting beaten.
Yes.
And we were getting beaten well.
Yes.
By a vastly superior team. So they are not that good on the table. So you're looking at them thinking we probably should win. So they were playing brilliantly.
Yep.
But we didn't play badly.
Yeah.
So it wasn't one of those games in which you thought, no, we're falling apart. They put pressure on us and we started making a few mistakes.
Yeah.
But my summation at the end of it, that's the best point we'll get all year. Because it was absolute, the comeback was brilliant. We got lucky.
The
Johnson leg thing, that was luck. But the comeback to that point was skill.
It's quite a dispute over that penalty, isn't it?
I mean, well, I don't think so.
Well, you can't Joey Johnson's arguing to the contrary.
You can't hit the guy's leg. You can't do it.
They're saying, you know, I suppose honest attempt at the charge down or whatever. But you can't. That's the rule now, isn't it? You can't hit the guy's leg. So
if you look at the guys,
and then when the ball lands, that's where you take your penalty from. So
100%.
That's just a get out of jail.
It was, and so we did get lucky in that sense because I was looking at the comebackers thing. Even if we score now, with a couple of minutes to go, even if we score now, we're still going to be too short. That's the end of it. So don't worry about it.
But they played it superbly because they had minimal time to actually get that.
I reckon that's one of those things that happen when you're a good side, you make your own luck often, and the stuff that in other years you would have gone, oh well, we almost made it, never mind, you know, poor old us. This time around it's different. And if you look at the table, do you know where we are on the table?
Yes, seventh.
Yeah. But you go, what's sixth, fifth, fourth, third? They're 1 point ahead of us. And first and second's only
three points
is away.
Nothing.
No, we might as well be top of the table.
You're creating a great case here. It is terrific. You do make your own luck potentially in those circumstances. And what I love about the NRL, though, is, and in this instance, it's only the 18th draw since Golden Point came in 03, I think it is, that it's 2 or 0 for most of the season, apart from this one instance. But I just love that. You either... You win or you lose. There's no bonus points, nothing.
Couldn't agree more. And I think the irony of the extra time for me was that we deserve the one, they deserve the one, and it was a good game, a high-quality game, and, you know, it ended the way it did. So,
compelling.
I'm happy. This,
I can see you've got a spring in your step.
Yeah, exactly. Cameron Suafoa, we don't know what sort of cancer, do we?
It's not specified what cancer it is, but it's obviously taken some time off from the Blues, and he was playing while he was undergoing the radiation. So,
and we didn't know any of that while he was playing. We didn't know he was doing.
Not that I was aware of. No.
Wow.
So,
what can you do other than? I mean, how old is he?
He's coming up 26 next week, I think it is. So, that's just speaking of brutal. I mean, that's just so tough, isn't it? So, hopefully, he can get through it okay and fit and healthy guy otherwise, and goes from strength to strength from here.
Let's hope so. All right,
indeed.
Mate. Go well. Good to see you.
Cheers, Mike.
Andrew Alderson.
For more from News Talk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.